It's 28 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. Now, before we get started with the Midday Interview, I do want to give everyone a weather update. We are under a winter weather advisory right now, in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. Wintry precipitation mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain is possible all day until this evening. Freezing rain more dominant this afternoon. Please use extreme caution when venturing outside today, whether driving or walking. Many slick spots and black ice will develop as the wintry precipitation increases its intensity. Conditions can deteriorate rapidly in winter weather situations. Slow down and allow extra time to reach your destination. There's no rush, and if you don't have to go somewhere, just don't go. Keep a flashlight and food and water in your car in case of an emergency. Now, I do have two folks right here in the studio who can tell me real quickly, how was it driving here? Did you see any problems out there?
Hey, Gina, it was a little slippery coming down MLK downtown.
A little slippery coming down?
It was a little slippery coming in downtown.
Okay, I know there were some accidents on MLK.
I didn't see any coming in. They may have been cleared up by the time
I
came in.
Yeah, I think it was a little earlier. So would you tell folks, hey, it's fine, or be careful, or what would you say?
Just be careful. Drive slow. I came from down at Wrightsville Beach, and it was fine. You just have to drive slow.
Right. That's Ray Kennedy talking right now, and you just heard Jeff Phillips. Both of these gentlemen are involved in the play, Sweeney Todd. This is being put up by Opera House Theater Company, and it opens tomorrow night, being performed at Thalian Hall, opens at 8 o'clock. And it's only running for two weekends. So now let's go ahead and jump into talking about this production. So let's start with Ray Kennedy. Ray Kennedy, you are the director of this show. Tell us about, did you choose to direct this show? Was this something you wanted to do, or how did you get involved?
Alice Morgan loves Sondheim, and I love Sondheim. Mm. And she and Lou talked about doing this show. It's not been done on the Thalian Hall stage, I think, in over 25, maybe 28 years. So they came to me and approached me about doing the project with Jeff playing Sweeney. I immediately said yes, because it's one of Sondheim's best scores, arguably his best score. So the music really, really, really draws me to this piece. Diving into it was interesting because it's very macabre, it's very different. What is it about? Is it a horror show, or is it really a show with deep psychological meanings that you take away? So diving into this, I told the cast the first day of rehearsal, this is going to be a big journey. I don't know where we're going to end, because I think the show and the music has to reveal itself, and it did, and I'm really fascinated by it. I'm extremely excited. I live and work in New York City, but I'm staying all week because I just can't seem to get enough of this show.
Now, you say this is wonderful, great music. We all love this Sondheim music. It's also some of the most challenging Sondheim music.
A lot of counterpoint, rich, rich, full harmonies. There's solos, there's duets, there's a trio, there's a quintet, there's a quartet. And then the chorus is really called upon to be very, very good singers and also good actors. Sometimes they play a lunatic in a lunatic asylum. Sometimes they're people that live on Fleet Street. And then sometimes they're a Greek chorus commenting on the action. So we had an extra week of rehearsals and music before that we've never had before, just because it was so challenging. The orchestra came in a week early to play through the score and then go home on their own and practice, because it is maybe the most challenging score I've ever worked on.
Mm. And
but
lovely.
Beautiful. Right. Beautiful. Lovely. One of the most beautiful scores.
So, Jeff Phillips, you are playing the title role here.
Yes,
you are
ma'am.
You are the demon barber of Fleet Street. Tell me about that, about playing that role. Have you ever played this role before?
I have never played this role. I've been very fortunate to do quite a bit of Sondheim, a lot with Ray. We've done a lot of Sondheim pieces
Company.
Together. Company, Little Night Music, maybe some others I haven't thought about. And so this was, I think it was in the back of my mind maybe one day. It was nothing I had ever verbalized or articulated to anyone. So when it was sort of presented to me as an option, I took a catch breath, because I knew sort of the breadth of the score and the breadth of the story. And, you know, was I in the place personally as myself to delve into it and to go into this. But knowing that Ray was on board, then I thought, okay, well, we'll just go down this path together.
Now, playing that character, it's a very complex character. Sweeney Todd is not a simple guy.
He's not.
How do you explain his motivation for his actions?
I think Sweeney, for me, that was really sort of the end, trying to get into him, is where does he start and how does he get to where he is right now? I think Sweeney is, in his prior life, a good guy, wanting to provide for his family, his wife, his child, and is doing the best he can in the social economic situation in which he lives. He has a little bit of touch over with the upper class because of his job as a barber, but not a lot. You know, he's not socializing with them. So I think when all of that is sort of pulled away from him, his concept of the world, of what is right and what is wrong, because I think he lives sort of in a very black and white world early on. He's very moralistic. He's very Old Testament morality in that regard. And so when that all dissipates, it really throws off his equilibrium as the way he views the world and what is just and what is, I've been a good man. I've done good things. Why have these horrible things now happened to me?
So he loses a kind of barometer or a scale of how am I supposed to make things good? Nothing actually works.
He loses his moral center, mm-hmm. and he falls into a friendship relationship with Mrs. Lovett, who's completely immoral. So his trip to the dark side is certainly facilitated by her. She's one of the most fascinating characters in musical theater ever written, on every actress's bucket list. And
who's playing the character?
Catherine Vernon.
Oh, wonderful.
She's wonderful. And I told you earlier that Imelda Staunton, who won the Oscar, the famous British actress, says it was the hardest role she's ever played in her career.
Now, listen, we're running out of time already. I want to ask you really quickly, is this a true story?
That's the question. Written in 1858 as a little penny novella. There's a lot of people that say it was based on a true person that lived around 1800. Some people say no. But that's fascinating to me that we don't know.
Right. I guess everyone will have to make up their mind.
Yes, I want people to come with an open mind because this show has many themes. It's going to be interesting to see what people take away from the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much. This show opens tomorrow night at Thalian Hall. It runs for 2 weeks. Generally Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays 8, Sundays at 3. It's 12:06.